Oscar nominees
to the ones that are downright rotten.
From RottenTomatoes.com, it's Gray Drake.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
One of the things we were talking about this week about weird things that people have seen others take into the movies. So, like, we got a full Chinese dinner.
Yep.
Soup and salad. Even a cat.
A cat. A meowing cat.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen somebody go to the movies with?
Full pizza.
Wow.
Full pizza.
Okay.
Just the stones on that guy. Because it wasn't even from the movie theater, and he just straight up brought in a whole pizza. And I felt a real mixture of revulsion and also awe.
Right. There is a part of you that's like, hey, you can't do that. Wow, we should have thought of that.
I know. Pizza sounds great.
Okay, here's a clip from Book Club.
I didn't realize that that you were here.
We just saw each other in the lobby 2 days ago. Pity. They say the memory is the second thing to go.
What's the first thing to go?
Can't remember.
Why do I have the feeling that my mother is in line already waiting for the first release of this movie?
I know that my mother-in-law already has her tickets. She's going. She'll be there tonight. And she said it was almost sold out when she got her tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
This movie's
got a lot of big stars.
It should just be called Movie for Nanas.
I thought maybe Grumpy Old Women. That's what
exactly. Well, listen, everybody's Nana is going to be so, so pleased. So funny. I couldn't believe how funny it was. My expectations were very low because I thought, you know what? Gray Drake isn't all dried up just yet. This movie is not for her. And Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, Diane Keaton, and Candace Bergen changed my mind. I am all dried up. No, it's such a funny movie, and I really appreciated it. So it's just mature ladies reading a nasty-ass book.
Something to look forward to, Carl.
Yeah, good.
There you go, Excellent. Girl. You and me in the book club.
I do like Jane Fonda. She's been doing all the rounds, and I find her entertaining.
She is. She's great, as always. She is 80. I can't believe it. And Grace and Frankie is such a wonderful show.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise of this movie is very simple. These women decide to finally catch up to the rest of the world and read 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
And it turns their lives upside down, and they take charge of their life, and they realize that they're not dead yet, and they should be living. They should be, you know, just enjoying themselves as they are very successful and have a lot to be thankful for. And I was so surprised how much I laughed. It was really fun. And side note, when you go to a premiere for a movie starring actors that are generally over 65 years old, like I did,
mm-hmm.
It starts at a decent hour. And the premiere party, they serve all the good wines.
Nice. Sure.
Nice.
And Werther's Originals.
Easy. Those are good.
And it turns out that me and my friend learned that when you approach Richard Dreyfuss with a martini in your hand and you go, "Can we kiss you on the cheek?" He looks at you and he goes, "Well, hell yes."
That's awesome. Very
and
cool.
Richard Dreyfuss, notoriously not the friendliest guy unless you are drunk ladies with martinis.
Good.
There you go.
Well planned.
Yeah, so I loved the movie, and I think that it is absolutely for anybody that has an appreciation for those actresses. But if you've been listening to this and you have no idea who any of these names are that we mentioned, who they are, then don't bother. But I think that it's shockingly good, clinging to fresh right now, which speaks a lot for a comedy.
Gray Drake, Rotten Tomatoes. She's on the show with us every Friday to talk about the movies. And you can always read all the reviews anytime you want from Rotten Tomatoes. We have them linked to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. You have a great weekend. Thank you again, Gray. We appreciate it.
We know your office walls are built with an impenetrable material that refuses to let radio waves in.
Don't sweat it. The loophole exists. Listen to us anytime at star1025.com.